Adam's Folly is a good piece of ground west of Mineola, nicknamed for a hired hand that once ran the plow well into the neighbor's field. The field is a consistent, productive one for Matt Jaeger and his brother Luke. This year, the wheat grown on Adam's Folly was some of the Jaeger brothers' best. Luckily, their longtime friend and seed supplier from Leota, Rick Horton, encouraged Matt to enter the 2021 National Wheat Yield Contest, Matt's first year to do so. He even called Matt during harvest for a last-minute reminder to pull a sample for the contest. That sample was the third-place winner in the state of Kansas in the winter wheat dryland category, thanks to a final yield of 122.47 bushels per acre. The entry also won Jaeger fifth place nationally, based on the percent increase over the county average. However, the growing season started as one of the toughest conditions Matt has experienced since he moved to Mineola in 2007 to join his brother Luke on their maternal grandparents' farm. Adam's Folly was planted to West Red's WB4792, having been planted to Milo the previous year. Their area received rain in November and a good snow in December, which carried the crop into the spring. In addition to farming, the brothers operate EGE Products. The company started as a biodiesel plant, but now manufactures spray adjuvants, products added to chemical applications to improve their effectiveness. Their farming operation works as an on-farm research environment, allowing the Jaegers to test out the products they manufacture in a real-world setting. For the split applications of nitrogen applied this year, the Jaegers used a nitrogen stabilizer called J-Line that has above and below ground protection. They also applied herbicide and two applications of fungicide, noting this was one of the first years they did so to also treat for scab. The weather turned out a little dry in the spring, but the rain eventually fell, and the wheat had enough in the tank to make it to a smooth and successful harvest with a winning entry for the National Wheat Yield Contest from Adam's Folly. He said it does show a lot of hard work that's been put in. We're looking forward to trying some new things and hopefully having a good season. The crop is off to a good start this year, and hopefully we'll have some winners next year. Thanks to sufficient moisture, Adam's Folly was planted back to wheat this year. As the new crop is in the ground, Matt encouraged other wheat growers to experiment with their production practices and wheat varieties to help find their own winning strategies. He said, "Look at your program and be willing to try a couple of new things. Maybe up the ante on intensity instead of just treating wheat as a throw it out there and it does what it does crop. Of course, the Lord needs to send rain, but if you do a few things, you can really see results year after year." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.